Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Best Things First, authored by Bjorn Lomborg, readers are invited into a compelling discussion about prioritizing global efforts to tackle some of the world's most pressing issues. Lomborg, renowned for his previous works that challenge conventional thinking on environmental policies and developmental strategies, embarks on a mission to dissect and rank global problems based on their urgency and the effectiveness of potential solutions. Through a meticulous analysis that intertwines economics, environmental studies, and public policy, Lomborg seeks to redefine how governments, organizations, and individuals should allocate their resources to bring about the most beneficial impact. The author makes a persuasive argument for a rational, data-driven approach to problem solving, pushing the reader to rethink their perception of global priorities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cost-benefit analysis as a tool for prioritization. Lomborg introduces the concept of cost-benefit analysis as a critical tool for assessing and prioritizing global challenges. He meticulously demonstrates how leveraging economic principles to evaluate the costs and potential benefits of various interventions can illuminate the most effective pathways to progress. Through a series of case studies, Lomborg showcases the application of cost-benefit analysis in real-world scenarios, emphasizing its role in distinguishing between emotionally driven decisions and those founded on objective economic evaluations. This analytical approach challenges readers to consider the impact per dollar of their actions, advocating for a world where resources are directed towards interventions that offer the highest returns in terms of global well-being and sustainability. Secondly, climate change, rethinking priorities. One of the most controversial topics Lomborg tackles is the global response to climate change. He argues that while climate change is undeniably critical, the current strategy of focusing primarily on reducing carbon emissions might not be the most effective approach. Lomborg presents a case for investing in innovative technologies and adaptation strategies that promise more immediate benefits and more significant long-term potential to manage climate impacts. By scrutinizing the comparative effectiveness of various climate actions, Lomborg advocates for a balanced and pragmatic approach that allocates resources not just to mitigation, but also to adaptation and technological innovation, ensuring a more resilient and economically viable pathway to confronting climate challenges. Thirdly, global health and poverty reduction. Lomborg turns his analytical gaze to the issues of global health and poverty, underscoring the interconnectivity of these two monumental challenges. He argues that health and poverty are intrinsically linked, suggesting that efforts to improve global health are among the most effective ways to lift people out of poverty. Lomborg evaluates various health initiatives, from vaccination programs to water sanitation projects, illustrating how strategic investments in health not only save lives, but also propel economic development by creating healthier, more productive societies. This segment challenges conventional notions of charity and aid, proposing that targeted, evidence-based health interventions are crucial levers for global poverty alleviation. Fourthly, education for all, leveraging human capital. Lomborg highlights the paramount importance of education in driving social and economic progress. He delves into the transformative power of education, particularly in developing countries, where access to quality education remains a significant barrier. Through a comparative analysis, Lomborg advocates for strategies that maximize educational outcomes, such as focusing on primary education, improving teacher effectiveness, and leveraging technology to enhance learning. By positioning education as a foundational element for development, Lomborg underscores its role in empowering individuals, fostering innovation, and cultivating a skilled workforce capable of tackling future challenges. Lastly, innovation in technology, pathways to a better future. The final focal point of Lomborg's discourse is the role of innovation and technology in shaping our future. He insists on the potential of technological advancements to address a myriad of global challenges, from healthcare and education to environmental sustainability. Lomborg posits that encouraging innovation and removing barriers to technological development are critical to achieving significant progress. By showcasing examples of how innovation has led to breakthroughs in energy efficiency, medical treatments, and information dissemination, Lomborg illustrates a future where technology is harnessed to create solutions that are both effective and scalable, making a compelling case for investing in technology-driven development. In conclusion, Best Things First by Bjorn Lomborg is a must-read for policymakers, industry leaders, scholars, and anyone interested in the rational and effective addressing of global challenges. Lomborg's insightful analysis, grounded in economic principles and a commitment to data-driven solutions, presents a compelling vision for prioritizing and tackling the world's problems. By advocating for a strategic allocation of resources that focuses on generating the highest returns in terms of global well-being, Lomborg not only challenges conventional wisdom, but also offers a blueprint for making meaningful, sustainable progress. The book benefits readers by offering a framework for thinking critically about global priorities and the most impactful ways to contribute to a better future. If you would like to support Bjørn Lomborg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.